بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نسيت أشعار وأعرف بالله ذاتي أقدس هزت معنا شاحكي محمد أختصاف نور الله مرقده أتيت الإذ سوي طيبة شلي جب نبيك قدم
میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم میری قسمت کا یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے نبی کے قدم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چھپ کے تھے کل سینائے انبیاء جس سے چھپ کے تھے کل سینائے انبیاء میرے سینہ کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم میرے سینہ کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم معجزہ ہے کہ آلاتے پہ مانتے معجزہ ہے کہ آلاتے پہ مانتے وسط دنیا میں کعبہ محترم وسط دنیا میں کعبہ محترم اور بنوایا گر اپنا یوں مختصر اور بنوایا گر اپنا یوں مختصر سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم سہل ہوتا کہ سب کو طواف حرم ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا ورنہ مالک اگر گھر بناتا بڑا کہہ کے بشر گنتے سب دائران حرم کہہ کے بشر گنتے سب دائران حرم اپنے کعبہ کا تیرا کیا مختصر اپنے کعبہ کا تیرا کیا مختصر صاحب بیت کی ہے شان کرم صاحب بیت کی ہے شان کرم گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سب زانہی گو حرم کے پہاڑوں پہ سب زانہی ہے مزل تو بس بانی حرم ہی مگر جو سکو بس بانی حرم ورنہ حاجی درخ تو میں دیتے ہوئے ورنہ حاجی درخ تو میں دیتے ہوئے کہ مرے ملیا کر کے بار حرم کہ مرے باب حرم رب کا بس بھی اور کا بس بھی رب کا بس بھی اور کا بس بھی دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم دور کر دیتے ہم کو جبال حرم میری قسمت کا ہے یہ طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے کے نبی کے قدم ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا ان پہاڑوں پہ بھی حفظ توحید کا رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم رب کی جانب سے ہے انتظام حرم یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے یہ بھی ہجرت کا ایک راز تکوین ہے ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوان حرم ورنہ روزہ بھی ہوتا جوان حرم قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے ہیں قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے ہیں درمیان حرم ربع محترم درمیان حرم ربع محترم جا کے طیبہ میں جے سب دے گم بنتے جا جا کے طیبہ میں جے سب دے گم بنتے جا اور مکہ میں ہو جا فدا حرم اور مکہ میں ہو جا فدا حرم بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے بت وطن کے بھی ہجرت سے سب گر گئے سوتے بچے جب نبی کے قدم سوتے بچے جب نبی کے قدم میری قسمت کہے یہ طواف کہ حیرن جس زمین پر چلے کہ نبی کے قدم آپ کے گھر میں اخطر کیے حاضری آپ کے گھر میں اخطر کیے حاضری ایک نہ اگلے پر ہی خدا کا کرم ایک نہ اگلے پر ہی خدا کا کرم میری قسمت کا ہاں یہ توا فی حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذین اصطفا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. If we make this muraqaba that we are sitting in the company of our Shaykh and Hazrat is taking us to Medina Sharif and there we are in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then inshallah kunu ma'as sadiqeen, what better fulfillment of that can be there, on which inshallah we will get our taqwa. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we think that we are sitting as we are listening to Hazrat's bayan in poetic form, that we are in the company of Hazrat, and Hazrat is taking us to Madinatul Munawwara and he's explaining us all the wonderful deeper points there of Medina Sharif. So it will be a wonderful visit of ours in the company of our Shaykh to Madinatul Munawwara. Sue Taiba chale Nabi ke qadam. That our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking towards Medina, hijrat towards Madinatul Munawwara. Meri qismat kaha ye tawaf-e-haram. First, Hazrat says that where my qismat, my taqdeer, me and tawaf of Haram Sharif, Allahu Akbar. So if we understand, we are busy making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif in our muraqabah. And that, where am I fit for this great, great land, park land? Jis zami pe chale the Nabi ke qadam. Where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked, I walked there. Where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam walked. Where the Malaika make regularly tawaf. And all other great, great awliya, they all, their feet walked here. And me, my dirty feet, my filthy feet, and I'm walking here. Jis zami par chale the Nabi ke qadam, jis te chipke the kal sinai anbiya. And that is the multazam, where the breast, chest of the anbiya was with that multazam. Mere sina ko hasil hai wo multazam. And my breast today, I'm here, and I'm here at the multazam. Allahu Akbar. Where am I fit for this? To be making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and to be at multazam, and for me to have that occasion. Mu'ajaza hai ke aalat paimana the. And this is also a miracle. Yeah, we are in the company of our Shaykh, and he's explaining us this one great miracle, that at the time when there weren't all the instruments of measurement and to find out exactly what is where, etc., and to measure from anywhere in the world across the continent, Today with satellite, etc., they measure it all. But like that, physically to go and measure, they were, and at that time, there weren't all these instruments. Waste dunya mein hai, Kaaba hai muhtaram. Allah put exactly, perfectly, the Kaaba Sharif right in the middle of the whole world. And there are various forms of calculations which are used to find the center of the world, but whichever calculation they use, they find that the Kaaba is exactly in the middle of the world. How Allah Ta'ala made it the markaz of hidayat for all the people from all around. Aur banwaya ghar apna yu mukhtasar. And Hazrat is explaining to us here now that Allah made his house so small. Otherwise, Hazrat explains that every person, according to his status, he builds his house. A rich person builds a very big house. A king builds a big palace, makes it very, very big. So Allah, who is the great kings of the king of the kings, Malikul Mulk, how great shouldn't, how big shouldn't be Allah's house be? Hazrat says, if Allah Ta'ala had made Kaaba Sharif to be from Makkah Sharif till Jeddah, so big the Kaaba Sharif was. Sahal hota ki sabko tawaf haram. And why Allah made it so small? How merciful. This, the Kaaba is also manifestation of the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala made it so small, so that it becomes easy for the people to make that tawaf. Now we know, even now, if when the mataf is full, or we make tawaf on top or right on top, 1.5 hour tawaf, etc. And if the Kaaba Sharif was right till Jeddah, how should we manage? How kind Allah Ta'ala has been that for His ibadat, He made everything. He considered us. Just like Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, Allah Ta'ala described Himself Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. That Allah Ta'ala is the Alim, Allah knows everything, of Ghayb also, what is in the unseen, and Shahada, which we can see also. But for Allah there is no Ghayb. Everything is Shahada for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah explained Himself also according to us so we could understand. For us there are things in the Ghayb which we cannot see. What's happening in the qabrs of the people we can't see. What's happening somewhere else we can't see, all the ghaib in the heavens and that. But Allah, for Allah there is no ghaib. Everything is shahada, is hazir in front of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So the Kaaba Sharif also, Allah made it so small and all for our benefit, so that it becomes easy. Varna malik agar ghar banata bara, if Allah ta'ala made his house according to his status and his position, had he made his house so big, kha ke ghash girte sab zairan haram. All the people who should be making tawaf should fall unconscious. Our 7 rounds and right till Jeddah. By car also we get tired going, and traffic, and here also with Kaaba Sharif's traffic, with all the people making tawaf, how many people, how should we have managed? How kind has not Allah Ta'ala been to us? اپنے کعبہ کا پھیرا کیا مختصر. Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. And when there is a crowd, in 7-10 minutes you make one tawaf complete with ease and comfort. So easy Allah Ta'ala made it. صاحب بیت کی ہے یہ شان کرم. This is also the karam of Allah Ta'ala, who is the owner of the house of the Kaaba. He is so kind that considering us, he made his house so small. And karam, the kareem, is that person, is that being who shows kindness even to those who are not worthy of kindness. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind that Allah Ta'ala made for everyone the whole tawaf also so easy. Go haram ke paharo pe sabza nahi. It is a fact that on the mountains of the around Makkah Sharif there is no greenery. And usually a person likes the places of greenery. He goes to Kashmir, he goes to Switzerland, yeah, in our country we go Eastern Transvaal, we go the Garden Route, where all greenery there is everywhere. So Hazrat says, we know, we accept that there is no greenery, but there is, Hazrat is explaining to us while we are there at the Haram, and all the great finer points Hazrat is explaining to us. Hey, magar dosto paasbaan e Haram. Though there is no greenery, but they are looking after, they are the guards of the Haram. And the Haram, the house of Allah that has to be looked after, cannot be done with all entertainment. A guard cannot involve himself in entertainment. And he has to be on duty. So Allah made these mountains also like that. That they are not places of like entertainment and that, but Allah made them such that they are the guardians, custodians of the Haram, and therefore they have that shan also of such guards who are of that caliber. And another great point Hazrat explains, Varna Haji Darakhto mein baithe huye. Otherwise, the Haji every morning, Hazrat should explain, should get up in the morning, pack his picnic basket, and going today to this waterfalls of this mountain, going to that waterfalls there, and going and taking the cameras and taking photos there of all the greenery and all the beautiful scenery. Kamre mein liya karte baaghe haram. They should take their cameras and just take photos there. And the Kaaba itself, people shouldn't be going to Kaaba. People should be attracted with all the other things. In that sense, again, we can understand that Allah made these mountains which are bare, dry, rock. They made them the guardians, that nobody comes here by us. Mm. And that they all go there to the Kaaba. Everyone goes there and make your tawaf, sit there, spend your whole day there, spend your night there. Allah made it such that it is like that. Rabb Kaaba se bhi, aur Kaaba se bhi, if those guardians and the custodians of the Kaaba, those mountains, had all that greenery, then it should have been that from the Rabb of the Kaaba, from Allah Ta'ala, and from Kaaba also, door kar dete humko jibale haram. Those mountains should have taken us away and kept us far away from the Haram Sharif. The mountains should have attracted us, had they had all that greenery in them, had they had all waterfalls in them, beautiful gorges and valleys, etc. And a person is overtaken and he just wants to be there all the time, then the Kaaba Sharif should have been neglected. In paharo pe bhi hifz-e tawheed ka Rab ki janib se hai intizam-e haram. And in these mountains also, Allahu Akbar, what an arif of Allah Ta'ala, that Hazrat says, in this mountains also, Allah has kept the system of the protection of the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. That everyone just turns to the Kaaba and just comes to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So Allah made those mountains also like that. Otherwise, what was it difficult for Allah that Allah should have made Kaaba, Makkah Sharif, the Haram Sharif, the most beautiful, most green place in the world? Or if Allah wanted to, He could make His Kaaba Sharif in Switzerland, in Kashmir, where all the beautiful greenery and all waterfalls. But what great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, Allah kept it in the desert land here. And in those mountains where the rocks are burned black and no greenery around them also. All this so that the people just turn to the Kaaba and just turn to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Yeh bhi hijrat ka ek raaz-e-takween hai. Hazrat explains, and this is also one great secret of the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went away to Madinatul Munawwara. Otherwise, Allah had the qudrat, could give all the people, the Quraysh of Makkah, iman, and they should become believers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have stayed in Makkah Sharif. Or Allah Ta'ala could have destroyed them, and all their opposition finished it up. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could stay in Makkah Sharif and carry on with the work of deen in Makkah Sharif. But then he should have passed away also in Makkah Sharif. And in which case, that the Kaaba is also there and the Qabr Mubarak of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also there. Now the true lover of Allah and His Rasul, now when he's at the Kaaba, he feels, I should be there, the Rozai Mubarak. When he said, Rozai Mubarak, he feels I should be at Kaaba Sharif. His heart should have been torn between the two. So Allah Ta'ala took his Nabi about 400 kilometers away. And so the Haji, when he's in Makkah Sharif, his heart is just here. When he's in Medina Sharif, his heart is there with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Yeh bhi hijrat ka ek raaz e taqween hai. Warna roza bhi hota jawar haram. If the roza mubarak was also in the haram sharif, qalb-e aashik ke do tukre hote yahan. The heart of the aashik, the love of Allah, should have been split in two. All the time when he's at the Kaaba, now he's longing, I must be at the at Roza-i-Mubarak. When he's at Roza-i-Mubarak, he should be longing, I must be at Kaaba Sharif. Darmiyan-i-Haram, Roza-i-Muhtaram. And in between, in the middle of the Haram, Allah Ta'ala, between the Haram Sharif and between the Roza-i-Mubarak, the heart of the Aashik should have been split in two. Ja ke Taiba mein, they sabz gumbat pe jaan. And now go, when you go to Medina Sharif, now give your whole heart at Roza-e Mubarak. Open your heart. Now you're not thinking of going to Kaaba Sharif. You are just here and full attention to Kaaba Sharif. Or Makkah mein ho, ja fida haram. And when you are in Makkah, then give your whole heart to the haram. So here also you give your full heart, and there in Medina Sharif also your full heart. So what great ulum and marifat Allah Ta'ala blessed our Shaykh with. Bute watan ke bhi hijrat se sab gir gaye from the idols of the watan, or love of your hometown. Hazrat explained that many times also, that this is also one idol that has to be broken. For a mu'min, there is no, his home is not any one place. His home is the whole world. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that one time some top politician of Pakistan, he actually told Hazrat Mufti Sahib that why do you people always, you going to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, your country is here, your country is Pakistan. You should be giving preference to the country of Pakistan. And this is also one objection the Hindus and the government of India have got. That the Muslims, their loyalty is with Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. The loyalty must be here in their country where they live. So this idol of your country, that where I live, my hometown, etc., that is also one idol that has to be broken. So the Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, he told that politician that I thought that you are like you have got deep understanding, but I see you are very, very shallow still. That don't you see Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam from Iraq, where and where he traveled and spread the deen of Allah, came here to Makkah Sharif, where and where in the world he traveled, all the time just spreading the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And that must be the shan of a mu'min, that his watan is no any player. The whole world is a mu'min's watan, and the whole world belongs to the believers. And where we have lost it, it is our duty to reclaim it again. And that is that we establish the deen of Allah everywhere in the world. When the deen will get established, then the world again will be in the hands of the believers. And Allah Ta'ala's system in this time, that Muslims don't have that arms and power, etc. Jihad in that sense is not there. But Allah is making it that deen is being established throughout the world. And when deen will be established, automatically Islam, Muslims will be in power. So Allah Ta'ala made it that by this hijrat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this idol of your hometown, that also gets broken. Su'e Taiba chale jab Nabi ke qadam. When Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam walked to Madinatul Munawwara, by that Allah broke the idol of this love of your hometown. Aapke ghar mein akhtar ki ye hadri, and this presence of mine ye at your house, O Allah, ek na ahl par hai khuda ka karam. That a person was not worthy of it, it is only the kindness of Allah. That you brought us here, and you made us now, showed us your Kaaba. You showed us the Roza-e Mubarak. Unfortunately, we take it for granted. For photos, etc., of animate objects are also totally haram. But if they weren't photos of the Kaaba of Rosa, and people just explained to us, our desire should be much more greater. But now that we have the photos, so that desire, like we have seen it already. Or we see a video of Hajj, we see a video of people making ziyarat at Rozae Mubarak, then it sort of has broken down that enthusiasm. If that was not there, then our desire should be even more greater. And then for the first time you never saw Kaaba, not in a picture also. And now your eyes fall on Kaaba Sharif, my Allah's house. Hey, my Rasul's Rosa Mubarak, it should have much more greater effect on the heart of a believer. And that you see, and then when we should come from there also, yeah, today who will take the trouble of explaining how Rosa Mubarak looks like? You just take a photo, yeah, you can see it here. How's the Kaaba Sharif? Here's a photo, you can see it for yourself. If there weren't these photos, then the person explaining when he comes from Hajj, with how much enthusiasm. And the people listening, they should also have been listening with so much of enthusiasm that the Kaaba is there, and they should be asking questions also, everything. But they were watching it when this person was making tawaf, they were watching it from home. They saw everything already. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make, appreciate our mashayikh. And yeah, Hazrat, how beautifully he takes us on the trip of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, and at the same time explains us all this beautiful events and things and the history and all the wisdom of the system of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat explains to us all that. May Allah Ta'ala accept, and may Allah bless us all to be present all the time. Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif must be in our hearts. And especially during these days, which is the Mausam of Hajj, and people are flocking from around the world, and all people of all every aspect of society, all are there. Then we also should be there. Our hearts should be there. May Allah give us the tawfiq. And then how fortunate are those people who may be far from Kaaba Sharif, Medina Sharif, but their hearts are there all the time. And it must not be, and if we don't build that in us, then perhaps we are present there physically, but our hearts are at home. So much so we find that may Allah forgive us, for Allah protect us. While we are there, we are watching the sports of the world. We are worried of the politics of the world. We are worried of the news of the world. And there Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is present, Kaaba Sharif is there, but we are on all the other things. And also Allah give us tawfiq that while we are there, that if we are all the time in the shopping places, we are buying this thing made in China, this thing made in Hong Kong, this thing made in India, all that places of the world we are in, and we are gathering all that, but what is being distributed at Kaaba Sharif and distributed at Rauza-e Mubarak, we should not deprive ourselves of that. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu once went in the marketplaces of Medina Sharif and called out to the people, said that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's inheritance is being distributed in the masjid, and you people are, yeah, all ran. When they found there, they found no inheritance. They told him, he said, don't you see the halqa of ta'aleem, halqa of zikr? This is the inheritance of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. But unfortunately, those things don't make real, doesn't got that appeal in us. As Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, that many people don't have the enthusiasm for dua. And they feel that, why not, Hazrat says? Because they feel our duas are not being accepted. We have asked for so long for something, but it's not being accepted. Hazrat says, because they haven't understood the acceptance of dua. Duas are definitely accepted. So he says that, for example, you made dua and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, you ask for something in this world, for a car, for a house, for whatever else, for health, but Allah gave you tawfiq to make two rakats of namaz. You were not making ishraq before, now you started. By the barakat of the dua, Allah gave you tawfiq of ishraq, or two rakats of tahajjud. So this is something much more greater than what you asked for. But we don't understand it. So we feel our dua was not accepted. So all these deeny things are the real valuable things. But for us, in our eyes, dunya things are valuable. So like the inheritance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ta'aleem in the masjid, called deeny activity, but that doesn't mean much to us. Right? And on the other hand, dunya things, that means a lot to us. So may Allah bring these realities into our lives, that we understand that how valuable our deen is, and what a great, great, splendid deen Allah has given us, and this little while Allah too gave us here in this world to try and loot now, to try and just grab as much as we can. But here also we are busy wasting time all the time. And Allah on top of it was so kind to us, He made us Muslims by birth, most of us, or even if we reverted, that is also only by the tawfiq of Allah. Now that we have got that, we should take advantage of taking for the akhirat. Allah has put us here to collect for the akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. استشعر عارف عارف بالله ذاتي اختصاصات مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختصاص نور الله مرقده. The title is يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعا حرم لذت ملتزم ہوا تا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم. کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. رحمتیں جو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم رحمتیں جو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم. جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. ہے صلاطین عالم بی احرام اہلے ہے صلاطین عالم بی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا. ہو مقدر میں ہر سال جید حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم. یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم. یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. او دا ماؤنٹن The honorable mountains of the Haram, O the honorable mountains of the Haram. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم. In my eyes, you have great honor, great awe, great respect. یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. O the mountains of the honorable lands of the Haram. یہ دعا ہے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. May we make Ameen on this dua. He says, may Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us all with what an opportunity to
to get the chance to be making du'as in the haram, to get an enjoyment of standing by the multazam, by holding on to the Kaaba, holding on to the door. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. He says, O Allah, it is nothing but your kindness upon us that today we find ourselves making tawaf of your haram. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all with this kindness again and again. آ گیا سامنے روضہ اے محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. After Makkah Mukarrama, we have now made a journey to Medina Munawwara. He says, now in front of us has come the most honorable Rawdah, house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the place which we wanted to visit, and for visiting it we would shake, we would feel, we would desire, and today we have found it in front of us. Rahmate do jaha ka hai faize atam jin ke sadqe mein muslim wa mu'min hai hum. He says, it is the honor, it is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is his faith, it is his blessings that has spread in the entire world. Because of this mercy of his, because of his blessings that has spread in the world, it is because of that blessings today that we find ourselves as a Muslim and as a mu'min. May Allah tabarakala allow us all to benefit from that unique blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. He says, it was because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have received what an honorable stage, mantle, title, that this ummah of Islam that has become known as the best of all nations. As a poet said very beautifully, that you were the best of all the anbiya alayhim as-salam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best. He says, because of that day, we just became the best. Otherwise, there was nothing in us that made us the best. He says, you were the best. Just because of your sadaqah, Allah tabarakallah gave us the title of Khairul Umam. You are the best of all nations. He salatin alam bi ihram mein ban ke hadir huye hai gada-e haram. He says, in this haram, we're finding the kings of the world. They are also in that same ihram. They are wearing the same clothing like the poor person. They are in the same condition of the poor person. They all have come in front of Almighty Allah. And everyone has become a worshipper in the haram. Mere malik ye akhtar ki sun le dua. Ho muqaddar me har saal de haram. We make ameen to this dua. He says, O my master, O my Allah. This is the dua of akhtar. Will you please listen to this dua? Let it be destined in my taqdeer, let it be muqaddar for me, written in my destiny, that every year I can get the chance to be able to look at your most blessed haram. May Allah tabarakallah give us all.